Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Our weekly get-together over viewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is about to begin. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We are here with you to discuss the stories that have come out this week, printed and published, I guess one and the same. Although, well, it's printed, that doesn't mean it's on paper, but it's at talkers.com. Michael Harrison and his group get together to review each week what's going on in news talk stations around the country. The charts, 10 items there on the story list, 10 items on the people list. So, Jennifer and Victoria, let's get to it. At number 10, a conspiracy theory. It's been a long time since we've had a good conspiracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's this one about? I'm not sure
it's
I pronounced it.
Pretty dumb, but...
QAnon? Is that a... Yeah.
You know, Q, yeah, it's a group of people, typically on the far right. Well, you know, actually, I don't even know if they are on the far right. They're a group of people who think that, and this is what I know from my cousin, who happens to be one of them. And they have a lot of...
Wow.
By the way...
You got one?
Yeah, they have
intrigued.
They have a lot of people who follow this on social media, and they don't know who Q is. It's a person, but it's someone who leaks out videos, evidence of this movement going on. And basically, they talk about this ring of pedophiles, which, by the way, is not too hard to believe these days after seeing some of the news headlines about Jeffrey Epstein and some of the behaviors of some of the people in politics and pop culture.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, certainly, that there is this pedophile ring that's going on. They also say that everything basically is not... The people who pull the strings in this whole world, not just in this country, are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and that they always have pulled the strings, and that they are behind everything in the country, and that
sort of
Democrats
like the
and Republicans
and the trilateralists and the... Stuff
they also believe that Trump was, so this is where, well, who knows? Look, anything is possible. It's 2020. But they think that John F. Kennedy Jr. actually faked his own death because he vowed to get revenge for his father's death. And the Q people believe that JFK's death was directly linked to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the controlling class, and he spoke out against them. He was the last president to do that until Donald Trump. And so they believe that Trump is actually in place, and the reason people are so appalled by the idea of Donald Trump is that he wasn't supposed to win, and he got into office and that he vowed to clean up. And one of the things that they cite is how much he's done in the sphere of child trafficking, because the Trump administration quietly behind the scenes has really been cracking down on that. And so they say that this kind of is his fight back against the pedophiles that are running everything around the globe. They also say JFK Jr. is alive and that he's been working with Trump to try to get these people taken down, essentially.
I believe a lot of conspiracy theories, but that one's pretty wild.
And yeah, they have photographic evidence of JFK Jr. and Caroline, his wife, at Trump rallies.
Really?
Right. Photoshop is an amazing thing.
All right, number 9. On the count up to number 1 is this new agreement between the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates, which, as we get to the end of the week, got a lot of attention for good reasons. Yes, ladies?
Yeah, I mean, it's sure, but, you know, it's interesting. Like, looking a little bit below the surface, I read a lot of European, my family's in Europe, so I read a lot of European commentary on things, and...
Which, by the way, is a better way often to find out what's going on even here.
Kind of true. It always amazes me how, like, the Daily Mail knows exactly what's going on in our country. It's wild. But, the criticism on it is sort of not necessarily a criticism, but a wait and see. A lot of people who are kind of critics of Netanyahu said that this really bailed him out. It was not an enforceable thing of him taking over part of what is now Palestine and making it officially part of Israel. And so this kind of allows him to back away with a lot of dignity still and say, okay, well, we're open to conversations, but he is essentially, he it's giving him a pass. That's the commentary.
What about Palestine? I mean, they're not coming to the table at all. So I think it's kind
of,
Israel has, publicly, Netanyahu has said, publicly he has said that he is willing to have those conversations. They have not
come to
the table.
Right, but the problem, though, is that every plan that they, quote-unquote, plan that they've come up with, whether it's with Kushner working with Netanyahu or whatever, has not included any feedback from the Palestinians. So every offer that they've been
Because
thrown,
they don't want to. They've been asked to.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I hear it is.
As an Israeli watcher, I would say that the problem isn't the Palestinian people, and it never has been. It's Hamas. It's
right.
The groups that are there to stir the pot so that they can continue to raise money.
I don't have sympathy for these people.
The situation there is pretty
pathetic.
Well, I have
sympathy for the people that of Palestine. And
of course, being run by a terrorist group, Hamas, which kills people around the globe. And anyone who cares about human rights, particularly rights of gay people in this world, should not ever be supportive of Hamas.
Supportive of Hamas for any reason.
Well, I'm not supportive
of
Hamas. I'm just saying
that are murderers and cheaters and pedophiles. My God, they're into trafficking. It's a horrible mess. Mm-hmm. All right, number eight. This is, I don't know, this may take up the rest of the hour or maybe not. The relationship we have with China, where do we begin? If I were to go off and rant about things all the way back to the COVID and what's happened since then and all of their meddling in our country, the fact that we have any relationship with China is appalling, except we have to because of our economic ties and because we don't want them to disappear into the darkness and come up with who knows what. But they keep coming up with all these schemes. What was it, seeds a couple of weeks ago? This week, what was it that they came, what was in the mail this week? There's something that they're sending around.
I don't know. I've only heard of the seeds, but.
No, there was something else this week. Yeah. So, under the circumstances, and I know it's unrealistic, and our relationship with them is unreal, and it's unrealistic to think that we ought not to have a relationship with them, because what is
right.
it? Better to know your enemy than not, whatever
the
that
devil you know?
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, devil, right, yeah. And they are the devil. The Chinese Communist Party, absolutely the devil incarnate. So, that's number eight. Number seven, our economy. And the fact that it's doing as well as it's doing, given the number of people who are on unemployment, given the amount of money that we have created, because that's what we're doing, not borrowing it, we're just creating it. And so where does that hammer come down sooner or later? So nobody seems to kind of know whether the big announcement that Trump made over the weekend, this past weekend, about, well, we're going to executive order this, that, the other thing, can he? Did he? I mean, he did say he was going to do it, but can it really be done?
And he can. The only thing that would stop it is if somebody challenges it, and I'd love to see who that person is. I can't imagine that anybody
would
who is aware
just
of their...
Would it be one person, or would it have to be a body like the House of Representatives or the Senate?
Yeah, either one. But who is going to put their name on taking money and protections away from the American people? I can't imagine. Nancy Pelosi's ticked about it because she got outplayed. She can't be the one who challenges its executive order because it's bad publicity.
Well, where does the next part of the stimmy... I mean, there's a... And we don't need to argue about it, but you can make arguments on either side of those executive orders. There's a lot of stuff that he claimed was in it that when you read the text, that's not there. But where do we stand on the next stimulus
bill? They went home. The House went home a couple of weeks ago, and the Senate just went home yesterday because they figured nothing was coming from the House. So everybody went home. So another round of stimulus will not happen probably for another month or so. They're not supposed to come back until the middle of September.
September, right. That's right. And they're deadlocked over the Postal Service, right?
No, it's not the Postal Service.
That's what I literally saw. That's one of the main contentions.
That's what the media is reporting, because it is more favorable to the Democrats. Democrats have slow walked this. I'll tell you, Republicans blocked them and slow walked the Democrats on the HEROES Act. So I understand it happens on both sides. This time around, Democrats are slow walking it because they know the election's just a few days away, and they want to try to sow as much chaos and fear.
Like mail ballots.
And the Republicans don't want chaos and fear. That's what
it's not about.
They're making
the mail-in
everyone
ballots.
Afraid.
This is
that
the Democrats
if you mail in your ballot, your vote isn't going to count, and that it's all counterfeit.
Okay,
and that it's all
actually,
fraud.
Okay, two issues. First, $3 trillion is what Democrats want, and they want to replace money that hasn't even yet been spent by the states. Republicans have said, let's do a bill that's $1 trillion. We can come back to the table when the money has been spent and dole out more. But Democrats want more money going to bail out states that have been poorly run, like New York and California. So that's really
New York was not poorly run. I disagree with that. Then what state do you think is well run?
I mean, there are a lot of states that aren't in the red or
are
in the black.
It's more complex than that.
California and New York have been poorly run. That's why they didn't have the resources to deal with coronavirus when it broke out.
Well,
that's
New Jersey
California
had a surplus, and we had the same problem. And Governor Murphy is a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he completely revamped the economy in New Jersey, and yet we were in the same boat. Here we are. We're in the
California
same boat.
California had to go to China.
We literally
to buy
had a
masks
surplus in our state.
They reused all of the money that was supposed to be for disaster planning. Tried to stick it into the budget to make it look good. Now, as far as the post office goes, because this is one of the other trending stories of the week, there is a real difference, and the media is conflating this, purposely trying to mislead people, between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. The issue is that states, in about 2 months, are trying to change their entire infrastructure of how elections go. I'll use my state, for example. We have a combination. You can have absentee ballots. You can go to the poll in person. Well, because of coronavirus, they want to do universal mail-in ballot. So they send out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls, which is leaving you, number one, open for voter fraud. Number two, the infrastructure in California, particularly in most states that are doing this, is not there.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Time for you to brighten up your smile. Make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hey, if your air conditioner broke right now, could you afford a $5,000 repair bill? If your water heater went out, can you afford an extra $1,500 right now to fix it? Even if you could, why spend that much money when you can get warranty coverage to protect everything inside your home? Heating systems, plumbing, electrical systems, water heaters, even things like ductwork, washing machines, garbage disposals, refrigerators, garage door openers, ovens, and more. You don't need a repair service. You need Select Home Warranty, the best way to shield your wallet from unexpected costs of repairing or replacing home appliances. When you call right now and mention the discount code RADIO, we'll give you 2 free months of service and an extra $100 savings. Call right now.
800-413-8675. 800-413-8675. That's 800-413-8675.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Moving along now in the story count, or the group of stories put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, also the list every week of the top stories. It's the week of August 10th to the 14th that we're talking about today, and number six for Jennifer and Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen to discuss, begins with a story from a mayor in Virginia, whose name is, let's see here, Barry Presgraves. He's been asked to resign. He posted in Facebook this week that Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima would be his running mate. So, see if you can best that one.
That can't be real.
Morons on
parade.
No, it
is. He resigned. Right? He said he's not resigning, but he said he didn't think it would offend anybody. Jackhole. Please.
I just find stuff like that. The laughability of that sort of thing in this day and age, I find it's pathetic, it's pretty ugly, but it's also it's so ludicrously funny, frankly. I just find it that these people are so out of touch. How do people like that get elected? They get elected because there are people who agree with them. Who think they're A-OK.
Virginia's a weird state. I mean, look at the governor is in a yearbook, and he can't remember if he's wearing a KKK robe or blackface. I mean, this is weird. I mean, Virginia is a weird state, apparently, because that shouldn't be done. And he gets to go out. I mean, he didn't even apologize for it. He instead just said he was going to moonwalk at the press conference that he held, saying he didn't remember which one he was. Weird.
It is, but there's so much of this stuff. I mean, there's plenty of things that you can find about Kamala Harris not to like. We can maybe say that for later on. Cause
I have a dossier.
Me too.
But now Trump's starting a whole new birther rumor, which is another, I mean, it's like
that
really
she's not qualified.
Well, no, that she wasn't born
Obama,
here.
Right?
Yesterday he said he didn't know that was true. He actually clarified the remark.
But that's how he says everything. He goes, well, you know, he's famous for, well, you know, they tell me or I hear, and then he says horrible things, but he acts like no skin off his nose, like I'm just the messenger. I mean, it's so...
He makes him a pretty good
so
actor.
Immature.
Actually, under the circumstance, kind of...
He's been in some movies.
Funny. Yes, he has. Yep.
So, you know...
I'm into it.
The amount of urban unrest as part of the race situation in our country, there is less of it, though, this week, it seems to me, unless I haven't been scouring around to find where the trouble was. Is there less this week than there was last week or the week before? Anybody feel strongly about the... I mean, there's always urban unrest in Los Angeles. There's always... There seems to be more urban on the West Coast.
I think it depends on where you are. I mean, yeah, Chicago... Yeah. I think a lot of it... Look at what happened in Chicago this week. Chicago had $60 million or something in damage from people who were looting because of a false narrative that a police officer shot a young boy when it turned out it was a young girl who was actually shooting at cops. And so they have this organized Black Lives Matter violent looting spree on this past Sunday night, and they stole all kinds of stuff. They damaged a whole bunch of buildings.
But the looters are not part of the movement, and that's
sure
something
they
that...
No,
that's
the
they're
ones
not, Jen. They're
in
not.
From,
the looters
are there are good and bad people in that movement, but it is. It was all under
like
Black...
Trump. Good and
yeah.
bad people.
And by the way, he's right. Black Lives Matter actually linked
the KKK,
to organizing
people there,
this.
White supremacists. Yeah,
and
great people.
In Seattle, you had people roaming neighborhoods trying to pull people out of their homes. You had in Portland or in Bend, Oregon, you had a group of protesters who were trying to pull detainees out of an ICE vehicle. So to say that there's unrest, yeah, I think it's fair.
All right. Countdown extra 30 seconds on the California wildfires that seem to be cropping up all over the place this week.
Yeah, we have, in my area in Southern California, there are four burning right now. There was one big one in San Bernardino earlier in the week. That was the Apple Fire. It's that time of year. It's windy, it's hot, mm-hmm. it's dry, and it's causing really bad conditions.
Yeah, we're worried about it here on the East Coast, too, where Victoria is, where I am, pretty doggone dry. All right, so there we are, halfway through the list. Here we get to number five, which is a focus on health care. We get into a number of COVID items up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is bringing back a 9/11 remembrance, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from Ground Zero as a tribute to the victims of the 2001 terror attacks, is back on. The governor said the state will provide healthcare personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the tribute in light installation, which features 7,000 watt xenon light bulbs positioned on the roof of a parking garage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
High school sports will resume in one state despite the COVID-19 outbreak. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Florida's High School Athletic Board has voted to begin practices for football and other fall sports later this month, with competition beginning less than 2 weeks thereafter. This is despite advice from medical experts who said games should not resume for at least 6 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The plan could mean that some counties could delay their seasons and forego participation in statewide playoffs. A member of the Florida High School Athletic Association said the plan allows for the most flexibility. Governor Ron DeSantis has been calling for schools to return to normal, including the resumption of sports.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can't avoid our presence. We seem to be everywhere. That's not a bad thing. The DJV program normally is heard in these hours, but because we are on the end of the week assignment, overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio becomes our assignment. So we have all the top 10 items in the charts from Talkers Magazine and the People List. Sometimes we get to the people, sometimes we go. It's always a part of the People List is always a part of the issues. So far we've discussed the QAnon conspiracy at number 10, and the Israeli UAE agreement at number 9, China relations at number 8, the economy at number 7, race relations at number 6. So now we get to health care. And if you look around, seeing pictures and video of some of the concerts, the music festivals that have been taking place, and the way people are socially distancing, you wonder.
Socially distancing. Yeah.
Well, in some cases. But is this the future of music or entertainment? I notice a lot of the theaters are opening up this week. AMC says it's opening 100 or more. I am. I'm going to be there 15 cent
15
movies.
15 cents.
Yeah. I'm right there.
I saw
right
the
there.
Coolest thing, though. I think it was in England. I'm not sure. But they have, like, in an outdoor space where they would have an outdoor concert. I don't know if you guys saw the images on this. But they have, like, these little platforms that have that are barred off and that they're separated. And so you and your group, so let's say it's your, you know, you and your husband, two people or four people, get a platform all to yourselves so that you can actually see the stage, enjoy the concert, but you're actually socially distanced from people.
I love it.
That's pretty cool.
It's so cool. There's a fabulous venue on a rooftop in Manhattan called Pier 17. It's a new venue, and they did exactly what you're talking about. So they have, it's almost like when you go to like the horse races and you have your own box.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's exactly like that.
It's so, it makes you feel like extra fancy, and you're safe. So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just, I don't know, you look around and you see it's kind of sad because we've had to admit that we can't entertain ourselves. If we don't, when I was a kid growing up, I used to play with the tractors and the things, and it was a way to entertain. And I guess maybe as an adult, I still do that.
Let me chime in on that because I always get annoyed like you do when you hear kids go, I'm bored because... Truly, yeah. I'm never bored. I can always find something to do.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We've all been locked up at home, by and large, since March, the middle of March. And the stuff that we used to do and take for granted, like going to a restaurant or going to a movie or going to a concert or just even going outside, for God's sake, just to go for a walk, that's all been stripped away from us for the most part. And so I can understand why people are getting itchy. Before I got sick, I've never felt like this in my life. I was crawling the walls. I was telling all my friends at work, I'm like, I need to go. I need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere. I need to see a beach. I need to see something because I felt like I was crawling the walls.
Everybody feels that way. Yep.
Yeah. So I think you're right. It's, you know, people should find things to do to entertain themselves, but it's been a really long time, and it's limitations beyond us that are keeping us kind of tied down, which is annoying.
It is annoying. Yeah, you're right on that one. Number four, the stats regarding the virus. This week, the deaths have gone down, but the number of people who are young getting in the surge column, getting COVID, has gone up. And so a lot of people are concerned because if schools open up, what does that mean? I think one of the things that hasn't been cited as usual, because there's a lot of one-sided coverage of this, is that as I've said any number of times, this thing is nowhere near as bad in terms of the strength, the virulence, if you will, of the bug itself. So people are getting sick. Jennifer's had it for, 2 weeks now, and your folks have had it?
It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Three weeks
this week, yeah.
And you still have, like, stuff coming and going, right?
Well, I was feeling good for about 5 days, probably, and I just, literally, before doing this program, got a fever, like a 99.3 degree fever. Now, most people don't think that's a big deal. I run cold, so I can feel it. And it's scary because you go, I thought I had turned a corner, and now here I am with a fever again. So back to the antibiotics. I'm just kind of treating myself as best I can right now. Oh, and there goes Dougie. So it's always funny when we do this show from different places, we never know who's dropped. And so I actually thought that I had dropped. All right. So that's COVID. Stats and projections looking good. The mortality rate is actually really getting pretty low in the country. That's all good news.
Yeah.
That's led to a big debate, Victoria. We've had it here. People are having this conversation across the country about school openings. That's number three on the talkers list, the school opening challenges. And I know in my state of California, for the most part, schools are either opening up this week or next week, and they're all opening up to distance learning in New York. They're allowing kids to go back to school with masks and some hybrid schedules. I know that's part of the equation, but there are a lot of people who are saying that it's more dangerous to keep kids home. I was just reading an article from the
CDC. Mental health. I think Dr. Fauci said that too. Yeah.
In the past month, let this one sink in. This is huge. The CDC over the last month said that 1 in 4 Americans have considered suicide. 25% of the country in the last month has considered suicide. That's astounding to me. I mean, because you hear the stories about mental health, but when you hear, like, every four people you know, one of them has thought about suicide, that's devastating.
It is. That absolutely is. Wow. I didn't know it was that. I know a lot of people, like, a lot of people are doing therapy, online therapy, which is wonderful. Talkspace is blowing up right now, that online therapy resource. And a lot of online counseling is happening. And, you know, it's people are alone. They're feeling isolated. Since the beginning of this, Lewis and I have been lucky that we've been quarantined together. But, you know, we have single friends who live alone and don't have a roommate. And it's hard. It's really mentally hard. And my poor parents feel isolated. They're desperate to go anywhere, but they know they can't. So it's tough.
It's really tough. And this is particularly 1 in 4 young adults, actually, I should clarify, between the ages of 18 and 24. So this pandemic, I know we focus mostly on, you know, all the stuff that is being thrown at us on the news media, the worst case scenarios, fear mongering. At some point, we need to stop. I keep saying that there's a book for pregnant women called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And that's the one failure that I can really tell you above the testing, above anything else on the local and the federal level, is that when you are diagnosed with this, what to do, what to expect. And I know it's different for everybody, but some guidelines I think would be really helpful for people's mental health. Certainly.
Yeah, because then you just end up, it's all anecdotal. And then if someone, like if I know someone now who gets it, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to ask Jen how she dealt with it, and that's how people are doing it. There's no guidance. And you know, doctors don't know what to say. They're afraid of malpractice. So the whole thing is just, it's been horribly mishandled. And unfortunately, we've lost way more people than I think that we needed to. And it's
not only here, but elsewhere around the world as well, where some countries didn't even care. We go back to China, and they don't give a damn what happens to them.
We're actually, we're now on number 2. Dougie, you're back. We talked about school closures. Wanted to bring you up to speed and how that, he's gone again. All right, mail-in voting. Number 2 on the list. This is the Talkers Top 10 News Stories of the Week. Victoria, mail-in voting has been a debate. We actually had it. We've had it on our program, the DJV show. And mail-in voting, I think, and then get your opinion on it from the other side of the aisle. For me, it's not a political thing necessarily, but certainly it's about the state's infrastructure. And there was a lesson out of New York with the congressional race where it actually took just for one congressional race about 6 weeks to 2 months to actually declare a winner. And so the point being made by the president and others is not that you not want people to vote. We want people to vote. I want people to vote, but I want them to do it in a way that the state can actually count, that the registrar can actually count. So I don't understand why in California, I got this card in the mail that said voter name, address where you live. It puts in all your personal information. And then it says, is this still your address? If yes, no action is needed. If this is not your address, please check one box, sign it, and return this card. Well, here's the thing. If this is not my address, Brainiacs, I'm never going to get this card.
Right.
So not only do you have opportunities for voter fraud, but you also, with the universal mail-in ballot, you also have a lot of confusion. And my fear is that we're already so divided. If we don't have a winner in at least the few days after the election, this country is going to sink into a really bad place, and the election will be determined in court, and it will be a disaster.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that mail-in voting needs to be an option because both of my parents, and I take it to the personal level, both my parents don't feel comfortable. I'm going to go in person. My husband's going to go in person. We'll socially distance, wear a mask. You know, we'll do everything that we need to do. But for my parents, they just don't feel comfortable doing it. And my parents are voters. They have they don't miss, like,
they have
in their housing association, they don't miss a vote. Like,
but
my parents
can do absentee,
voters.
Right?
Yes. They're going to, but then... You know, but with the post office, the postal service is a mess right now, and this new guy who is, you know, Trump appointed, he doesn't seem to have a plan.
The post office should be privatized. It's so overdone having it as part of the government.
Problem,
you don't have these same problems with FedEx
it,
and UPS and all of that. They
right,
better.
But the problem, though, with FedEx and UPS, and the reason that people make the argument against privatizing the postal service, FedEx and UPS get to, even though it feels like they deliver everywhere, they don't, and they choose where they want to.
All right, we'll take a quick break on the Talkers Countdown, and we'll come back with the number one story of the week. It's the big one. You could probably predict it. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Niskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have the DJV show components. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen reviewing the hot hits in talk radio for our talk radio review. Kamala Harris is number one. I noticed there's been a lot of focus on her husband. What do we know, Jennifer, about her husband?
On her husband?
Lawyer. Yeah. I'm just looking. Meet Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff.
The kids are not hers, right, Jen?
Yeah,
they're her stepchildren.
I don't think she has any natural kids,
yeah.
But I know she's got some stepkids, two of them, I think,
yeah.
From her marriage. She got married to him in
2014. Kids, so yeah. I don't know how young they
what
were,
about
but
the,
that's nice.
There is some focus on the president and his daughter giving donations to Kamala Harris's general
yeah.
campaign
yeah.
for California Attorney
Trump
General.
Trump used to give donations yeah. to everybody. That's why he gets all
Chuck
tweets.
Schumer. And, yeah.
yeah, because as a businessman, he
well, he
would
was
give
a Democrat
his...
back in the
yeah.
day. So.
Yeah, he was.
So is this much ado about nothing? It's just another...
It just resurfaced because she's now the VP nod, and he's saying negative things about her. So, you know, it came back.
Well, that's easy.
Just like the Democrats who took his money and then decided they didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
All goes in a nasty circle.
All right, those are the top 10 items this week for your consideration. 10 minutes for the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. It's our moment in the week to review the top technology items, according to Victoria Keelan's research. At number five, talking about all of the things in space, Virgin Orbit in the focus this week, Victoria.
Yeah, so, you know, Richard Branson he's been a big proponent of space travel, and so he's continued to move forward with his Virgin Orbit plan. That's his company. And so they are they're going to launch 11 small satellites. They're working with NASA, and NASA has this CubeSat initiative. They call it CSLI. Which sounds like something that belongs on CBS. And so the mission is planned to occur before the end of the year, and all 11 small satellites are from individual universities. So tons of universities like University of Michigan and Colorado and Florida, Vanderbilt, California Polytech, Brigham Young, New Mexico State. All of the satellites will go up together on Cosmic Girl, which is the name of Virgin Orbit's carrier aircraft. And they will depart from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, and they're going to be doing all kinds of experiments and tests and things like that. But it's really great that NASA has paired up with not only with Virgin, which gives them some credibility like we've seen recently with SpaceX, but it's also great that universities are now able to further those programs.
All right, cool. Number four, facing up at Facebook. Blackface stuff for them.
Right. Facebook has expanded its ban on racist writings and imagery, and they have new specific rules prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting anything negative against Jewish people, especially that they control the world or major institutions. So Facebook already has a broad ban on hate speech, but they really felt that they, and they were right, they needed to get into much more detailed prohibited language and images. So they have reported, so far, they've reported 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation has been taken down off of Facebook and Instagram between April and June. And then they say that they have also put warning labels on 98 million pieces of misinformation about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Nuts.
Wow.
I am... Facebook is such a cesspool of misinformation and ignorant people passing stuff around that's not true. You really need to, like, research and read before you repost stuff. Even if you think you know the person or you went to high school with them 50 years ago, it doesn't mean you know them now. You don't know their sources and you don't know what their, you know, politics are. People are way too trusting on Facebook. There have been studies that the older you are, the more trusting you are on Facebook, and it's kind of a mess.
All right, number three, a new deal, sort of a combo between Walmart and Instacart.
Right, Walmart's partnering with Instacart to get groceries delivered. This is their latest bid to, basically their competition is Amazon and Whole Foods. And so a lot of other people in the meantime, Instacart has provided grocery delivery services for Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. They also have regional stores like Wegmans and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart needs to get on top of this, and so they're hoping that with the introduction of this partnership with Instacart, that they'll be able to deliver groceries within 2 hours, and they're hoping that this is going to help them get a leg up.
A leg up, cool. Twitter, speaking of getting a leg up, is this good for people who use Twitter, this news this week?
I think this is great news for people who use Twitter. Twitter introduced a new feature that allows you to limit who can reply to your tweets. So users now have three options. In the past, it was just everyone could reply to your tweet. Now you actually can pick and choose. You can have the option of everyone can still reply, only people that you follow, or only people that you mention in your tweet. So you can really limit the amount of, like, trolls, and there's so much anger and angry language, and people are just really ruthless and horrible. Plus, you've got bots, and you've got Russians, you've got the Chinese. I mean, there's so many other people involved in this now on social media. It's been completely... It's been taken over, and it's now with this new beta testing that they've done on this new option, 60% of people who used the feature said that it helped them not need to use block or mute anymore, which is really good news. And so we'll see how it goes. Now, the only people who are not going to get this option are publicly elected officials, including the president. So that doesn't change for them, but for everybody else, all us regulars, it's a good thing.
All right, and number one is a combo of info from the largest tech companies in our country.
Yep. Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have all spoken out this week against Trump's suspension of guest worker visas, specifically the H-1B. And these are many foreign-born tech workers who operate under these visas. And so there are 50 companies in total who filed a lawsuit saying this is going to cripple Silicon Valley and our tech production in this country.
All right, there it is. Our wrap on the top five items this week, the issues from the world of technology that you ought to know about in case you didn't hear the stories. They're here for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.